Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, I saw this Sports Illustrated swimsuit new model coming out for their swimsuit edition for 2020. And I wasn't sure if I was going to do a story on this or not, but there's something I do want to talk about, and I'm going to jump right in and start recording on this, but I don't like double standards. I've said it time and time and time again. I hate double standards. Do as I say, not as I do, or these people have to do one thing and these other people can do whatever they want. It's one of the reasons why I'm so upset with all these protests and everything else, because you can protest for one cause, but if you want to protest to keep your business open, you can't. And things like that annoy me. Well, Sports Illustrated swimsuit, the 2020 issue, features the, quote, curviest model ever. And when I first saw this story, I said, okay, well, you know, Sports Illustrated used to be for guys, you know, went back 20 years ago. And then it used to be for kind of everybody. But the swimsuit model was always where you got to see kind of the prettiest models in very skimpy bathing suits or in body paint or something like that. And before the days of the internet, and if you weren't old enough to go get a spicy magazine at the store, as a young man, it was one of the few places you could see really attractive women in bikinis. So, but the thing of it is that there's a point where you say, well, I think being at Sports Illustrated, it still should be somebody that's relatively athletic and active. But then I saw the byline, you know, below here, where they say right here, it's a stigma that needs to change. So they having more curvy models is a stigma. Well, I don't know about you, but media doesn't get to dictate what I find attractive and what I don't. I find women attractive that look a certain way. And just because you try to shame people or slam people for not agreeing with you, guess what? That doesn't work. That doesn't change their minds. So they say here that Sports Illustrated 2020 swimsuit issue is now featuring plus size model Hunter McGrady, who's been called the curviest model ever, according to Fox News. In a series of Instagram posts over the weekend, Hunter shared various photos of herself that will be featured in the magazine. Now, my browser, I have it so it will not load a lot of other sources, but I'll show you these photos in just a second. But I wanted to read what they say about it first. In another Instagram post, Hunter said she's deeply grateful for her opportunity to be in the swimsuit issue. I have been so excited for the shoot to be released. The trip was life-changing, and so on and so on. And every time the magazine comes out, it's a pinch-me moment. So let's take a look. Let's see if they say anything. Oh, for some reason, this year, I really went in feeling my absolute best, she said at the time. Any kind of insecurity I had just went out the door. Every year, I shed a little bit of that insecurity because, let's face it, we're all human. I love myself, but that doesn't mean I don't have any insecurities. Hey, you know what? She's happy about herself. She feels good where she is in life. That's great, and I'm happy for her. I'm even fine with Sports Illustrated giving her a cover shoot. I'm fine with that too. But the whole thing that bothered me was this byline. It's a stigma that needs to change. You don't get to change how other people feel about something. So let's take a look at her photos. Here's photo number one. I think this is going to be the cover. And as you can see, yes, she's exceptionally curvy. And then another photo that she has on her Instagram below this is this one. And to me, I think the problem I have with this is, number one, that you're telling me I should feel bad if I don't find this attractive. And number two, that somehow this belongs in a sports magazine, which is usually about health and about athleticism and sports. I don't know anyone outside of perhaps a power lifter that has this shape of body. Now, the other interesting thing, and I'm going to get into something that this is not just making fun of her, but would you rather date a woman that has this body here and this body here, or would you rather date somebody that has this body? Now, what if it's not that thin and it's just a couple extra pounds like this body? Now, you look at this photo And a lot of guys would say, yeah, I mean, she's not like tiny, but she's got all the right curves in the right spot. And some of you might even think this is a little thin for you. Again, men's opinions are subjective. But what if I were to tell you that all of these are the same person, which I'm sure some of you can tell if you can see her face, but you know, that is the same person as that. It's just more weight. So when guys say, hey, you know, I'm attracted to, you know, certain things, we're not all expecting women to be little tiny thin toothpicks or anything. You know, we get that they have a couple of extra pounds, but there's a point where you are starting to promote something that is actually an unhealthy lifestyle. And when I see someone like this, I assume that they can't be doing much exercise. I mean, I can't imagine you being very active and running and healthy. And were we to leave it there, then you could say, hey, you're just being a jerk and picking on somebody that maybe doesn't have your lifestyle. And that's fine. People can do what they want. But here's a story from just last year. Jason Momoa being a, quote, fat shamed despite being in great shape. And they go through a story. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but there's lots of stories out there. And that was about his post. So this is what Jason looks like when he was doing Aquaman. And so everybody got used to seeing him like this. And of course, all the women were, oh, he's so hot and he's so sexy, and beautiful body, and he's good looking and masculine and tall and all these other good things. But what happens when he looks like this while he's on vacation? Well, the internet exploded making fun of him and saying he has a dad bod. As a matter of fact, I think on this page here, one woman here even says he'll get it right when the time is right. He looks like a normal human being trying to relax with his family. I got news for you, fam. That is not a normal human being. He's in very good shape. I mean, if you look at like right here, you can see where his abs, they have just the lightest coating of fat. Now, I've had a six pack. I've been in very good shape. You have a couple of cold ones, and you take off a month or two from eating your exact diet, this is what you look like. Those six packs will go away real quick. So when you see a guy that has six pack, it doesn't mean that he's athletic or that he works out or he's stronger or faster or more athletic than anybody else. It means he eats a very specific diet that can get him in that shape. And you cannot have a six pack and stay super cut and also gain massive muscle, because it's very hard to stay cut and gain at the same time unless you're relatively new to working out. So here he's probably trying to pack on muscle, which means you need to eat more and up your calories. You will retain extra weight while you do this. And then once you beef up, then you change the diet and trim down off the fat. But they were making fun of him for this. But remember, let's go back here. It's a stigma that needs to change. Curvy models, hey, you know, loving and accepting, accept us, we women, no matter what we decide to do, if we decide to get heavy, if we decide to be thin, if we just accept us no matter what. But Jason gaining just a couple pounds and they writing articles about him, you know, having the dad bod now. And then on top of that, when was the last time you ever saw a magazine that had guys like this? Can you imagine a women's, Sports Illustrated isn't for men anymore, but can you imagine a magazine that's centered on sports and you've got blokes like this on the cover? Never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen a woman's magazine talking about James Gandolfini in Sopranos and they ask him to take his shirt off and or wear a bathing suit for the photo. Never seen it. So isn't this a double standard? Why aren't there more covers like this? And why isn't this a stigma we need to change and allow big guys to be, you know, loved for their dad bods and their curves? If you can't accept me at my best, don't you love me for my curves and all this other crap? Where's the magazines with these? And then you've got articles like this. Hey, let's, you know, we women, let's just go ahead and objectify men. That's literally the title of this. Let's objectify men. And then they put a cover of a guy that, well, that doesn't look like a dad bod to me. That looks like your stereotypical jack dude that everybody wants, you know, their guy to look like. Well, where's the heavy set guy? I don't understand. Aren't we supposed to be removing stigmas and being acceptable? She says right here, and I'm going to skip over the first part here. Let's be honest. Women are gorgeous. Women of all sizes and shapes. We're just generally awesome to behold. And then they go down through here and they say, you know what? But you know what? I'd like to see more objectification of men. A lot more. And they even talk about it. But wait, Can't a self-described girl power advocate for male objectification, isn't that the same as objectifying women? Let me shout it out for the people in the back. No, not even close. What's good for me is not good for you. So it's not the same, you see. If they objectify men and they want to look at attractive men, well, it's not the same. So the next time, I'll tell you what, I'll take this seriously. I'll let women, you know, this is the old photo from Seinfeld where they have George, which has got like the 1950s horseshoe bald spot, glasses. He's short. He's a thicker dude. When I see magazines coming out with this guy in the cover, ladies, feel free to put whatever you want on your covers and say, hey, we find these guys attractive now, at least on the same footing. Now, it doesn't mean that women are ever going to find someone like good old George here attractive. And it doesn't mean that men are ever going to find a gal that looks like this necessarily attractive. But you can't force it upon people. Just because you change covers of articles and just because you write shaming stories doesn't change the narrative. It is what it is. And when you look at this gal like this, and this gal like this, and this gal like this, all the same person, you can't tell me that she wasn't healthier and felt better and got more attention and was more attractive to men in this state. It's all the same person. So when is it okay to just let people let themselves go and become unhealthy? It's unhealthy to be big. That's why I'm starting a diet, because I got an extra 10 or 15 pounds on me. It's not healthy. And so the minute we take away the stigma and we say, hey, this is okay, and you need to accept it the way it is, number one, more women are going to get unhealthy, more guys may get unhealthy, and number two, you're not going to change anybody's mind on this stuff. It's just platitudes. This makes you feel better, but it's not going to get you any more attention from guys. And it goes both ways. You know, if guys got a couple extra pounds on them, and they're looking like, Mr. Dadbot here, I guarantee you hit the gym for a couple years, you look, well, it's going to take more than a couple years to get like this. Maybe you get a little bit of chemical help, but you look like this dude, guarantee you're going to get more attention from women. And no matter how much you go around complaining about it, it's not going to change. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, see, they can do whatever they want, and you have to accept that if she's a woman, no matter what she looks like, you have to accept her because she's beautiful. However, as a guy, you better be top dog and in great condition. Otherwise, well, you're just a slovenly pig.